Miss Lavinia Gray considered herself reasonably brave. In her 21 years, she had been presented to both an English and a French queen without losing her composure. She had squeaked, but not screamed, after a close encounter with an exceedingly large bear. Perhaps bear was an exaggeration. One could call it a dog, but only if a dog had huge bear-like fangs and lunged from the shadows. Screaming would not have been uncalled for. There was also the time she had waded into a lake rumoured to be inhabited by leeches. She had shuddered, but soldiered on every time something soft bumped her legs. But this, hovering in the corridor outside a gentleman's bedchamber, this was a whole new level of uneasiness. She'd prefer to swim in a leechy lake up to her neck than knock on the door before her. The ironic thing was that she had soothed many a young gentleman who had fallen to his knees to offer marriage, although she now realised she should have been even kinder. Drumming up one's nerve to propose was terrifying. That's what she was about to do. Propose. A silent shriek went through her head. How in heaven's name have I come to this? She shook off the unhelpful thought and tried to muster her courage. Generally speaking, she found dresses to be a formidable suit of armour, useful in marshalling courage. But even one of her best Parisian gowns wasn't helping. Champagne-tinted silk clung to her figure and then opened into frothy ruffles at the hem. Modest padding at the hips emphasised the swell of her breasts and made her waist look smaller. Ordinarily, she would have felt invulnerable in it, but at the moment, she felt only self-conscious dread. The problem was that Parth Sterling had never shown any sign of being attracted to her figure, or any other part of her for that matter. Just last night, he had entered the drawing room, nodded to her, and promptly moved to the other side of the room, after not seeing her for 2 years. Bring on the leechy lake. You have no choice, her cousin Diana had fiercely insisted, not 10 minutes ago. You must marry Parth. He's the only one who can save your mother. Lavinia took a deep breath, forcing herself to stand still and not dash down the corridor. Hands fisted at her sides, she firmed her lips and took a step closer to the door. Her mother, Lady Grey, needed to be saved, and an ordinary garden variety gentleman wasn't going to do it. She needed Parth, not only because he was the richest bachelor in the kingdom, but because he, well, he got things done. He fixed things, problems of all sorts. The thought stiffened her backbone, and before she could stop herself again, she knocked and waited.